Hey, you guys, and happy Sunday. Welcome to welcome to the show. I thank you guys for tuning in. Can you guys believe that we are exactly 7 days away from Christmas and we'll be, and pretty much are 7 days ushering in a new year? I mean, this is back to back, call it crazy, but yes. Hopefully you guys are finishing up what you got to finish up because it's almost time. Yes, Christmas is upon us again. And of course, it's the end of the year. So hopefully, everything is everything. So again, during the holidays, a lot of things kind of happen along with I can't say mental health again, because you do have people out here who are experiencing the way the holidays are kind of set up nowadays. It's just not, honestly, it's just not fun anymore. It's just a lot of wear and tear. It's just a bunch of hoopla, and it's very I couldn't say commercialized, but it's just very fraudulent. And a lot of us just want that nostalgia of getting into the holiday and seeing what it's all about. And it's not so much of gathering with families. It's just coming to the point where you get to have all the thrills and see the lights and just remember, take it back to a time where things were just really simple. It wasn't too complicated. It wasn't too fraudulent. It wasn't fake. It wasn't anything. It was just genuine, and that's what you want to come to. But nowadays, it's just not genuine anymore. I mean, there's people who I've experienced lost. I know that firsthand, and it's just, things are not made up. Things are just not the same anymore, and it's hard to be happy when you truly are sad. It's one thing to move forward when you don't know how to move forward, but you do it in the best way possible, even though there could be things that kind of take you 10 steps backwards. And not only dealing with holidays, you have to deal with going through it every single day, anniversaries. It's the little things. And this is your everyday life. This is not something that you can just say, okay, that's it. You put it away and just take it down later. No, this is something that's going to be ongoing pretty much for the rest of life. And it's something that has to come to terms with, and it's something that has to be dealt with. I would never tell somebody or tell anyone anything of how to grieve or how to move forward with that, because at times you don't. You become paralyzed, especially if it's consistently happening. What do you do? It's easy to talk to somebody, but again, it just brings up the wound, and it's like throwing salt on an entire wound, and you're constantly throwing salt on it all the time. It's one thing to let the person handle it in the way that they see fit. And if you're going to be supportive, be supportive. If you're not, back up. Because at the time now, I'm not saying that everybody doesn't need, you don't need to be criticized for how you handle things. You don't need to be judged for how you handle things. I think if everybody per se minded their own business and focused on what they need to focus on, things would be a little bit better. And that's understandable. I just think that, you know, again, there's a lot of folks that are going through rough times during the holidays, not only with missing someone, but also financialness or personal or physical or anything. We don't know that. So I just think that, you know, when it comes to the holidays, it's a lot. And it should be recognized. And it should be respected as, you know, that. But we got a little bit to get through tonight. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't want to be on with y'all for too long. That's a lie. I love talking to y'all. But yeah, so that's pretty much where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm being honest. It's, the holidays are rough for people, and I'm one of those. And it's going to be rough for the rest of my life, and that's just the way that's going to go. And I'm never going to be, you know, no one can tell me no different. If you could, bring back those people I lost. I'm just saying, and I can count on all 10 of my fingers, because that for me would be better. I'm just saying, it would be. It would be better. So, yeah. So, yeah, we're just going to move on from that part and just, you know, I just think that the holidays are just where they are. So, for those who, you know, have little ones and stuff like that, even some of these kids need to understand that, yeah, they've been acting up a little bit too. I can say that my little one has been acting up quite a bit. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you do put on like a, you could say like a front, because you don't want them to really see how you feel truly about the holidays. But at the same time, a token, it gets downplayed a lot. And it's just a lot of on top of that. So you just have to figure it out as you go along, or either to celebrate it or not. You know, it is what it is. So yeah, about that. But yeah, we're 7 days collectively from a new year and 7 days from Christmas. So yeah. But our last show of the year, I'm going to definitely put a pin in that. We'll kind of just count down of what's been happening this year in, you could say, entertainment. We're going to do that next Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. And that would be our last show of this year. And I'll probably be coming to you guys probably late next year. I haven't focused on it, but you never know. I'll pop up with breaking news or whatever the case may be. You never know. But yeah. But this episode, we are definitely going to kind of give what I was telling you about an episode ago about, it's not Christmas if I don't watch this. You're going to get to that. So yes, but we got to cover these. So Friend star Matthew Perry, the toxicology report came back that he pretty much, his death was ruled as an accident. He unfortunately drowned, and they found ketamine in his system, which ketamine, I think, is a depressant, or you could say it, well, not an sedative. It's just something that's taken. It was something that was taken because he did go through a bit of depression. But what the coroner's report also said, that it should have been out of his system before he passed. So it's a lot of raised questions on what happened or what transpired while he was in the hot tub at the time. What happened? Did he go into shock? It's a lot of things that, you know, I'm not saying that don't add up, but it just don't make sense. And it's still kind of, you know, it's still shocking that that happened. And for him to just, you know, and it was ruled as an accident. It's like, what really happened? So yeah, Miss Anita Baker, oh my. So Miss Anita Baker made headlines again over the weekend. She had a concert. Her fans are not happy with her behavior. They're not happy at all. They said that she sung 4 songs, 2 of which they knew and 2 of which they did not know. So as you can hear her singing, she's telling someone to put the phone down, put the phone away, singing it in the song. I think Same Old Love, singing it in the song, on key, on tune, telling them to put the phone down. I don't know you, get him out of here, back up. I'm like, huh? I mean, I haven't heard this myself, but to be honest with you, I've never been to an Anita Baker concert, so I don't know how she is. I don't know. I still don't understand how she was supposed to, her and Babyface went on tour this summer, and all of a sudden he got off the tour. I don't really know, but it's been rumblings back in the day that she has been rude. Luther is kind of rude. And I heard that En Vogue is rude. Like, questionable, questionable, questionable. You know, rumblings have been heard about behaviors on celebrities and how they really and truly act. And I mean, again, I'm not saying all celebrities act this way, but you never know. But I think that if you are entertaining an audience, if people are paying money, hard-earned money, to come to your concert to hear you sing all the songs that they play on a cassette, CD, 45, streaming service, or anything, you are expected, as this is the way you make your money, to sing these songs in its entire ambiance, whether you jazz it up, hip hop it up, R&B it up, acapella, acapulco, however you decide to do, that's what you're supposed to do, unless otherwise. And I feel that as far as you being human, you're entitled to being human. You are human. You have good days, bad days, in between days, all days, and whatnot, just like I do. But if I'm coming and I'm being on respectful levels, I don't expect you being out of line and out of order. I understand that you probably go through things. I understand that you're in your stature of who you are. Absolutely. But sometimes you really have to find the tool or the mannerism to kind of not so much humble yourself, but take it down a notch. And if you are going to behave like that, then listen, they say you're going to make a lot more. You're going to have a lot more vinegar than honey. So I'm not sure if I'm not saying I'm not sure if this is true or not. But also, Anita Baker did reply and say that her fans, our fans are not telling the truth. She's not like that. Okay, who do you believe, Miss Baker or the fans? I mean, again, we just have to find out what the truth really, really lies and see if so facto. But yeah, I just think that, you know, folks need to stop it a little bit. You know, I think Miss Baker has her points. It's understandable for you to be who you are, but we understand that you're of great stature. We understand that you've been making music forever and a day. I grew up on Anita Baker music. My aunt played the hell out of Rapture and that album that she was sitting down with all the black on, Give Me the Best I Got, all that. We played all her songs during cleaning. We played all her songs when we were sad. We just played them just to play them to see how high we could hit those notes. I mean, Anita Baker music been with me for forever. I play it to this day myself sometimes. But, you know, I've never been to any of her concerts, so I can't say if she's bad or she's not, you know. But her fans have a different story. But at the same time, I mean, Miss Anita, they want to see you win. So you got to come a little bit better than that. And if you do habitude, I mean, that's a little critical. But yeah, who knows? But we'll keep you posted on what Miss Anita Darling really has to say, because honey, she be on Twitter. X. She states her opinions, honey, very, very well. So yeah. Okay, moving on. So last week, or shall I say last Sunday, the Grammys wrapped up their tribute to hip hop, and again had 50 hip hop artists and more they had 50 years of hip hop, a tribute to 50 years in hip hop, and it had pretty much, you could say, over 50 hip hop artists, okay, that graced the stage. Now there was a couple of hip hop artists I did not see, and I'm gonna run you down on this one. We didn't see Grandmaster Flash, the Furious Five. We didn't see, I think maybe I saw Curtis Blow back in the other part. I didn't see Busta Rhymes. I didn't see Nas. I didn't see Jay-Z, nor Lords of the Underground, nor King Just. Okay. I didn't see the Beatnuts. I didn't see Fat Joe, nor the Terror Squad. Maybe that was another one. There was a lot of people, in my opinion, that was missing. And there was one prestigious rapper who pretty much gave his take on why he didn't show up. And that happens to be Mr. KRS-One. We know KRS-One, don't we? Come on. He's like the professor of hip hop, if you want to be funny, along with other icons who also have a dealing with hip hop as well. But he pretty much stated the reason why he did not show up was the fact that the Grammys have never taken a liking or never understood hip hop and ignored hip hop for 50 years. He said, I can understand y'all ignored us, but y'all want to tribute us now, give us a seat at the table for 50 years. What happened to 45? What happened to 47? And I understand that. They ignored hip hop for years. You can say, for example, Soul Train didn't even want to put hip hop on the show, but hip hop was emerging as a genre of music that you pretty much hear through all styles of every genre of music, through pop, jazz, R&B. I mean, hip hop is enriched and incorporated into that. Hip hop is popular music. Hip hop is jazz. Hip hop is R&B. It's infused reggae beats. I can even talk about bluegrass, because people are talking all fast like they spitting out 16 bars real quick. Or you're singing of it. So hip hop is a genre that stands on its own. That's, you know, that has come, I wouldn't even say has come a long way, but it has broken shattered glass ceilings. And the more that we have, and the more that we get to know hip hop, and I'm not even saying get to know hip hop, but understand the enrichment and what the quality and what hip hop brings and what it has. You have people who smell and breathe hip hop, who died for hip hop. Hip hop pretty much, as they like to say, and it's true, hip hop pretty much saved their life. And I agree with KRS-One for you guys to ignore hip hop. Y'all took a checking. I mean, y'all even tried to be funny with R&B, but popular music, reggae music, country, bluegrass, you know, R&B. Now the Grammys has broken up stuff into saying progressive R&B. What is that? You mean R&B? What does progressive mean in that? You mean fast track? You mean tough? What do you mean progressive R&B album? That kind of flogged me for a little bit. I just think the Grammys are becoming a little too complicated, and I just think that they're just going a whole nother other whack direction, and it's not privy to how it's supposed to be. Yeah. So going back to hip hop again, when it comes down to hip hop, it's a genre of music that has to be, that is expected to not only be entertained, but it's expected to be honored. And it shouldn't take 50 years for any award show to get used to it, because it's been here. So I think with the Grammys, they have to get better, or we just need to stop dealing with it all together now. Because when it comes to hip hop, to not have it being televised on television, which we do remember back in time that in 1991, when DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince were given the award for appearance, just don't understand, it was not televised at all. It was not even recognized on television. So after that, that's when the boycotting came in and they were invited back the next year. But even before the Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff, what happened to Hammer? He sold, what, over 20 million records worldwide for Hammer? Please don't hurt him. What happened to his Grammy Award? I'm just saying what I was saying. So it goes back to, in KRS's statement, that the Grammys pretty much never respected hip hop from the get-go. So why is it that it's taken 50 years for them to honor hip hop when they should have been honoring hip hop 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? And now all of a sudden y'all want to honor us at 50? What's going to happen? Y'all going to wait for another 50 to go past and it's going to be 100? It's going to be bicentennial? So I understand what he's talking about. But like I said, it wasn't only him that did not show up. And I also heard about Hammer not showing up either. And I get it. It's not about pride. It's not about pride. It's not about the show must go on. It's not about that. If we're going to honor hip hop, let's honor hip hop in the way that it needs to be respected and honored. And I'm talking about having input from every artist that made hip hop what it is and what it shall ever be. And I think with respecting hip hop from the day it hit on radio from 1979 going all the way up until 50, and not waiting for it to be just 50 years, we got to say, okay, we got y'all. And no, it should have been played all the way back and respected from that time up into. It shouldn't have to take 50 years for y'all to understand one genre of music and to now all of a sudden, you know, give it an honor. Like, it's just not, it wasn't worth shit. No, it was worth a lot. It was worth a lot to many different artists. And it changed not only their lives, but it changed the tone that they were setting, the message, the lyrical content, the beat, the form, and what has it not only transpired in what they were saying, but transpired in everyday life. The lingo, the mood, the tone, the fashion. You know, what has it elevated to? Because it was taken from just two turntables and a microphone to the grand stage. So now it's being on certain game shows and lyrics are being recited. And sometimes it could be deemed against you at times. That's the people in court, young thugger. I'm just saying. So I totally understand where KRS-One was coming from with that. And I can understand. I totally get where he was coming from. And I get his position. I just think when it comes to music and it comes to different genres of music, they have to be respected and not all being lumped in, or they honor it whenever they feel like it. But also us as you guys as artists also have to keep that going and having talks and making sure that these award shows get the point. If people don't show up, then there's no damn award show. If people don't nominate, then there ain't gonna be no damn anything. And now with the way music has changed, and now we're also dealing with streaming services that also gives revenue to people being on the charts and other things of that matter, that has to come into play too. Just saying, it has to be that has to be something to be worked out. So absolutely, I agree with him. So again, Grammy's going to have to start paying attention. All these award shows are going to have to start paying attention. Respect the genre of hip hop. Don't just respect it because it's been 50 years. Respect it from being 50, 49, going all the way back to when it first got here. When it first started with the two turntables and a microphone. You got to go back to this history. So yeah, I understand. I totally understand where he was coming from, and I get it. You just can't slap a hair on and say, surprise, we give you this honor, without knowing what took to get here and respecting before it hit the 50. It was at 40. It was at 30. It was at 10. It was at 20. Come on. Can't do that. Got to respect the craft. Respect it. Okay. So I'm not sure if this happened into Friday night, into Saturday. Actor, y'all know Christian Keys. He's been pretty much acting for quite some time. He's been in numerous movies, numerous television shows, even played some love interest in certain artists' videos. But he went on his Instagram and he gave very accurate testimony into him being sexually harassed. Numerous times. He was solicited a lot of things for, he was solicited things in exchange for him to being, for money, for him to have for him to be on. It was an exchange. It's kind of like, if you do this, you could get that role in that movie. You can get this bag if you do this. He pretty much did not specify who this person was. That he didn't specify in detail. He didn't specify the person, but he laid it out in very graphic detail what he has endured for half of his career being the actor. And I mean, we can take this going back. He said that he's been doing this since 2005, but you can say that because he was in all the Tyler Perry movies. He was the leading man. And then he moved on to being in soap operas. He moved on to being on, you could say, you saw him on Celebrity Hip Hop Squares. And he was on All the Queen's Men, where he played the devilish concierge, who was definitely, you could say, the right-hand menace to Madam. Let's just say they were both going toe-to-toe with each other. I'm saying it was just the chase, which I find quite cool. He also pretty much gave instance to a movie that he acted on, and he said it was a very well-known actress that also assaulted him. And I mean, he said to the point where she pretty much grabbed his person and did it more than twice. And then when he brought it to the attention of others, they told him to stand there and look pretty. And nothing was done about that. And, you know, really? This is a grown man who in his profession who's acting. And I'm not saying he's just acting. No, 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 no. He puts himself into these roles to bring it on the screen, to bring it to life. This is his craft. This is his passion. And you're telling him to just act like nothing had happened, just sit there and look pretty? That's something that you tell a woman. And you don't even say that to a woman if she's coming to you and saying, I've been touched. No is no. And before that, again, there's been stories. The most interesting factor was what happened when Cassie came out with her deposition on what transpired with her and Diddy for over 10 years of their relationship. She gave an affidavit of 35 pages of things that happened to her over the course of their relationship for 10 years. You've had other men you had others that have come out. And I'm not saying that this happens to women, but this is also now being rapidly happening to men too. You heard the stories about what happened with Raspy. You heard it, what happened with the late Quindin. And who knows who else? And for Christian Keys, and I mean Christian Keys, like, he's very, not to downplay it, but he is very attractive. He is fine. For this to happen to him, and I'm not saying that his attractiveness that should have happened to him. Not saying that at all. It doesn't matter what your level of attraction is to someone. No is no. You don't have the right to touch anybody without their consent. I don't give a damn. You don't have the right at all. I don't care who you are. And you hear these stories, and you constantly hear these stories about women, about them being sexually harassed, about them being advanced, or about them propositioning, and all this from cast members, directors, men grabbing on them, touching on them inappropriately, making them feel a kind of way. But to also have this rapidly happening now, and it's happening to guys, it make you scratch your head. And to hear stories about previous things that happened to guys in the industry, and for him to come forward and say this, and you sat there, and I mean, listening to this, I mean, I was mortified. I'm not even gonna lie. I was definitely mortified, and you could see the hurt on him. You could see how it traumatized him. You could see, I mean, his feelings were jumping at you. And then he said, and there was a lot of key elements that he said, which kind of sat with me. And it's no feeling I can say. It was just mortifying. Because for him to say, if I could sit here and tell you who it was, he said it would break your heart. But then I'm like, no, it's breaking your heart. It's heartbreaking to hear you say this. And it's so, you know, and he even was beating himself up saying, I wish I would have did something earlier. I wish I would have said something earlier. No matter the circumstance or what happened, no matter the circumstances, you're speaking out now. You're telling your truth now. You're not, whether you hid, you were in survival mode. He was in survival mode. And now he's standing up to it, but he still was in survival mode. And now he's telling his truth. And it doesn't matter if you didn't say anything. You were in survival mode. You're telling it now. You're helping people out who don't. You're helping people who want to speak out on this too. Who want to speak that truth and who want to get that off of them. You know what I mean? Because you didn't do anything wrong. This is not, hurt people try to hurt people. And that's not even an excuse. You don't touch people without their consent. You don't touch people. You ask if you can touch them. Because it would be inappropriate if they did that to you. Male or female. No is no. Period. Point blank. Ain't no way the hell around it. Like I said, he's a very great actor. He's a very good actor. I mean, again, and just to hear that from him, I can't even say the shock value. It was just like, no. You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding me. Because it's like you've seen him in all these movies and then it kind of stopped and you're like, wait a minute. What happened to him? What's going on? And then for him to come out and give his whole story. He said he has numerous recordings of this. Numerous ones. He talked about the statutory limits. He came out with legalities, everything. And then, you know, you had some people that wanted him to not say anything and do this and do that. Oh, no. He said that this has been weighing on him for over 10 years. Imagine him carrying that with you. That's a heavy, heavy burden, a heavy load. And he felt in his power that it was time to release. And it was time. It was time. I give him all that for that. That's tough to talk about. It's tough to talk about. You don't think that men go through that like women go through it. But it happens. And it needs to be spoken about. It needs to be spoken about. And he said it's hard when the person that you look up to as a mentor, as a friend, can do that to you. And it's even worse. They're the same content of skin color that you are. which makes it even more worse on worse on worse. I mean, he gave testimony to this, evidence to this. He was genuine about it. You could feel the hurt. You could feel the anguish. You can feel it on him. I don't even know him in that hurt. And to have him go through that is painful. It's painful to listen. It's painful to understand. But it needs to be talked about because it happens. This is Hollyweird, for crying out loud. This is Hollywood. This is crazy. And if it happens there, it happens anywhere. Whether it being in that actuality or in real life. And nobody should have to go through that. Nobody. No is no. It doesn't matter if you should have said something in the beginning or you shouldn't have said anything. You're saying it now because you don't want to keep on going or living like that. You don't want to have to go through that. I don't know what it's like to have that happen, but I would have to say something. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to be banging my head against the wall, speaking the truth about it because it should have never happened. It's not like you didn't ask for it. No is no. Nobody has the right to touch you in any way, shape, or form. Keep your goddamn hands and everything to yourself. You should be able to live out your dreams and not having to be in proposition for if you do this, you could get this role or you could get this type of money. No. And he said that I wasn't selling my soul or myself for that. And I'm glad he kept that. It's hard for some people. It's very easy for a person to get manipulated and, you know, wrapped all up in that. And then others is like, hell no. I got too much respect for myself to do that. I couldn't live with the fact that if I did that, would I be able to look myself in my face? And that's how he felt. He couldn't look himself in the mirror and ever say that I did it. And you have to be firming yourself with saying, I know I did the right thing, what worked for me. And I have no regrets about that. I stood 10 toes down on what I wanted to do. And this is, I'm not going to, you know, damper that for that. Who cares? Maybe something else will come along. I'll go down this road because I'm not traveling that road. You know? And it's unfortunate, but it's true out here. And we've heard some things in the entertainment industry about those things going on. And now we hear it in the acting department. And I mean that where this, I mean, again, for him to, you know, for him to come and specify his truth, that definitely opens doors for others to speak and reveal their truth and really blow the lid off of what's really going on, because this can't be. This got to stop. I'm sorry. No. No. Mm-mm. But, you know, I'm just hoping that his friends in the industry, you know, continue to support him, continue to understand what's going on and, you know, let him know he did what he had to do and he don't care. And who cares? And people are, you're going to lose some people behind this because, again, people don't understand the magnitude of certain things. And it doesn't have to take just because it didn't happen to you, not for you to understand. I don't even know him. And I get it. I get it. And for others that happen, I get it. I get it. Some people kill themselves over things like this because there's people out here who take on judgment, who critique that, and who say, oh, you should have said something earlier. Why? Why? Why should I have said something earlier? I was surviving. I was trying to live through this. This is traumatizing for me. It eats me alive every day. And it's time in my time that I'm going to get this off my chest. And I'm going to help someone in the process because I wish I had someone to help me. I wish I had that. But for right now, I'm specifying what I've gone through. And he's doing that. He's specifying what he went through. He's telling his story in his way. And he has backup on backup on backup about it. And I mean, whoever this person is, they gon' what they say, what goes on in the dark, sure enough, damn well do come to the light. And you know, I just hope people out here are listening and understanding. And I wish him nothing but the best. I wish him nothing but the best. He is a cool actor. He's you can see that he's very humble. He's very graceful. He's very appreciative. And, you know, it's just still shocking that that happened to him. And, you know, he's not the only one out here that things have happened to like that. And it's hurtful. But I hope that he's now have opened the door for others to speak up about that going on, and to just stand 10 toes down on it and get that bullshit up out of here. Because it doesn't no, you should be able to live out your dreams and respect and do and love what you do without being propositioned, without going through all of that, all that rigmarole. What? Because that's how people step and walk away. And then some people are not able to step and walk away from that. And then they're thrown out like damaged goods. So, you know, but much respect to him. Much respect to him for sharing that and giving his voice and his take and his understanding and just being not only vulnerable, but being real about it, being honest. And not giving a damn. And knowing it probably took so much for him. Took so much for him, you know, to say that. But it needed to be said. And that's it. Much respect to you, Christian Keys. Much respect. Much respect. But we're going to keep it on a lighter note. That was a lot. But yeah, I mean, you know, it is... It's crazy out there. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. It's not cool. It's not cool at all. But moving along. Okay. So, it's not Christmas if I don't get to watch this. Now, most of you guys know when it comes to the holidays, when it comes to like certain Christmas movies, there's a couple of ones that I gotta watch, or it ain't Christmas to me. But actually, I could watch these movies all year round. It doesn't have to take until Christmas to watch them. But I love A Christmas Story. Come back. I'm not saying I can't. You can't watch A Christmas Story all year round. You can't. You gotta watch that around Christmas time. Throwback Holiday. Ugh. Oh my God. From the first time I watched that movie, I have to watch that like all the days of my life. I don't even watch that during the holiday. I watch that. I see that movie all year round. So that's not a given for me. Oh my God. You Can't Fight Christmas. Ooh. That's top tier after A Christmas Story. Now, You Can't Fight Christmas. I can watch that all year round too. I'm just saying, I don't have to watch that on Christmas. Honestly, anything, and lately BET has been giving a lot of good movies. So A Wesley Christmas, I do have to see that. I got to see the other one. There was another one called A Royal Surprise. They made like a Christmas one too. I did get to see that, but I got to see that from the very beginning because I kind of dozed off a little bit on it. I'm like, okay. The Sound of Christmas, that's with Soraya and Neo. That's a pretty good movie. And then there's another movie with Romeo and LaToya Luckett that's actually starting to grow on me a little bit too. So, yeah. I mean, everybody has their particular movie that it ain't Christmas unless I watch it. But those are like my good picks, but You Can't Fight Christmas, I have to watch that. That is not Christmas without me watching that. And A Christmas Story, I have to see that. Also, The Grinch That Stole Christmas. They've been making so many remakes to that, and I think it's just horrible. I think the cartoon is like the all and be all, because all these movies from the one with Jim Carrey, then they made another one, then another one. I'm like, y'all need to stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Just air the damn cartoon and leave it at that, because for y'all to be making and recreating the Grinch That Stole Christmas, knock it off. I'm just saying, just leave it to the cartoon, which is the best one, me personally. Leave it to the cartoon and be done with it. Like, y'all just dragging it out just to make money, and it ain't even good money. Sit down. Okay? Have several. So, that's pretty much the gist on that part. But I just think that, you know, I just think with watching movies, it gets you into this, it gets you into it. I wouldn't say it gives nostalgia, but I mean, The Christmas Story do, because it's funny too. I just think with these Christmas movies, they definitely kind of give the spirit of Christmas, and, you know, it gives you a sense of, okay, you know, a little bit. But if you can watch these movies all year round, you don't even have to wait for Christmas. Because like I said, it's about three of them that I can watch all year. Okay, two of them I can watch all year round. And I'm just so happy with it. I can watch it in July. I can watch it in August. Hell, I watch it in January. I sure do. Because I love You Can't Fight Christmas. And I love a throwback holiday. Hello, I can watch that all year round. I don't even have to wait for Christmas. I'm just saying. But A Christmas Story is definitely a Christmas movie, and you gotta watch it on Christmas, or before Christmas, or after. You got to. So definitely. But I think that's all I got for you guys at this particular time. I think that's all I have. So again, our last show will definitely be our last show of the year will definitely be on Wednesday, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. So we're definitely going to be counting down some things that happened this year that we pretty much know. I mean, from, you know, relationships that went straight to hell, all the brawl that everybody know that went very well. Let's just say we all were united for that one. I mean, you know, things of that nature. But we're going to count down what happened in 2023. And see what 2024 bring up to you. So in the meantime and in between time, you guys have a good evening, a good night. Also if I don't speak to you guys, I like to wish you guys a happy and healthy Christmas. Enjoy. And until then, later.